This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Maya Tan. MAGIC will be hosting the second MAGIC Academy 2015, or MA 2015, from the 9th to the 12th of September. The symposium will provide crucial themes for startup entrepreneurs, including business model and product development, marketing and operations, finance and funding, and talent and culture. Vishen Lakhiani, founder and CEO of Mindvalley, will be speaking about talent and culture. So Vishen, what are the top three ideas you'll be covering at MAGIC Academy 2015?
Hi. Well, what I'm going to be proposing is that it has nothing to do with your idea or your smarts. It has to do with your state of being or state of mind. I'll be sharing this idea. Now, second, I'll be showing people how to consciously get into this state of mind. And this is based on not just questions that I've asked myself in my entrepreneurial gym, but questions I've asked many great entrepreneurs around the world, from Malaysia's Patrick Grove, who's the IPO record holder, I believe, in the country. He's taken three or four companies public, to people like Elon Musk, Richard Branson, Dave Asprey, Arianna Huffington, many of the world's greatest entrepreneurs. Now, third, I'll be dispelling some myths of what it takes to be successful in life and your business. A lot of people get things twisted around in a really unhealthy way. So you find guys who have incredible businesses, are rolling in cash, but their lives are kind of out of whack. Maybe they have a horrible relationship with their kids or their health is going to hell. We're going to talk about why to be really rock solid as an entrepreneur, you need a certain degree of balance in your life so that all aspects of your life are flowing well.
Right. I'm just going to talk about company values for a moment. If values are relative to each company, what common denominators could determine a good culture within a company?
Absolutely nothing. There's no common denominator. Okay, you see, most people don't understand company culture. It's not about having a company of visionaries or having a company of hard workers. No, company culture is made up of just two things. It is the beliefs that you have about yourself and the world and the company as a whole. And then it's your systems for putting these beliefs into action. So really, it's models of reality and systems for working. Now, when you have the right models of reality and the right systems, and you're consistently upgrading these models and systems, that's when you have healthy company culture. Now, I know that's a very academic definition, but ultimately, there is no one thing that makes great culture. It is alignment between the people in your team around advanced beliefs and so more sophisticated systems for getting work done.
Right. So there's no sort of clear-cut formula, and it's relative to each different company.
Well, there is a clear-cut formula to get there, but there's no clear-cut formula on what is a good practice. There are companies that advocate working 12 hours a day, and that's great culture for them. There are companies that advocate working 4 hours a day, and that's great culture for them. There is a formula to get there that's based on my method called consciousness engineering. And I've trained this to organizations. I've trained this to the team at MAGIC. I have a book coming out on this in May. There's a model to get there to identify what is that common value. But what I'm saying is that there is no one thing. You have to find it for your company. It's like identifying what is the soul of what makes you your company, and then getting alignment around that. When you do that, you start moving towards healthy culture.
So what's the strategy then? You know, you were saying that there is a way to get there. So I'm basically asking, what's that way?
Okay, well, the first way is understanding several models of how human beings and companies operate in the world, right? So the first model is the understanding of the cognitive plane, the fact that we simultaneously exist in two worlds. We exist in a physical world, and we exist in a cognitive world. Almost everything you see of the world around you, okay, your constructs, your rules, your laws, the ideas of career, of jobs, of even companies itself, are nothing more than constructs by language in our mind. Now, a lot of these constructs may no longer be necessary, and these constructs are highly hackable. So take the idea of 9-to-5. There is no such physical thing as 9-to-5. It's an idea that's passed down through memes, generation to generation to generation. But ultimately, as the world changes, we got to look at these constructs, which are nothing more than cognitive elements and ask ourselves, is this real? Now, once you understand that these are not real and that these are hackable, you get to question them. So that's the first step. The second step is understanding rules. Rules are bullshit rules. A rule is simply a rule that is no longer relevant in today's world. So you learn a simple exercise to identify what are the rules that you're buying into about your identity as a human being, about your world around you, about your company. And then your job is to identify how to hack these rules. There's a model for that as well. Once you do this, you move into the next stage, which is understanding consciousness engineering, which is where beliefs, rules create beliefs. You understand that beliefs are swappable, that almost everything we believe to be true about the world is taken through memetics and social conditioning. And it's not necessarily things that are true. But because of the way our minds shape reality, what we believe to be true becomes true for us. So you understand that beliefs are swappable. Like the hard drive of a computer, you can swap out a bad belief and you can swap in a good belief. Now, from there, you go on to learn how to put beliefs in action. These are called systems for work, or systems for living. And you learn about systems that you can apply within your culture to create higher levels of human states of being. And of course, at this point, you got to learn about human states of being. And you got to understand that there are different levels of awareness we can have as human beings about identity and what we are that make us operate in terms of our productivity. So you expand your awareness of what it is to be human. So again, it's a really, really, really deep dive. This is something that I can't possibly explain in 5 minutes, but hopefully I've given you some structure on how the model works.
Absolutely. What's your vision of company cultures in the future? You know, we've got Gen Zs coming in, and as of 2030, 2050, we're going to be looking at an aging population. How advanced do you think we'll be in managing rules, managing beliefs, and re-engineering our consciousness?
Okay, well, I can share these examples. Like, I go for bio-cybernaut training. And what this means is that I put myself in a chamber, I hook up my brain to a machine, and I go into altered states of consciousness. There are states of consciousness where you can tap into intuition to make better decisions. There are states of consciousness, which science is now seeing, where you can alter the fabric of reality. Now, I do this with some incredible people, with world-famous entrepreneurs and Hollywood actors that are doing big things in the world. And this is what the future is. In the future, if you're looking to boost someone's productivity, it's not about better software or faster computer. It's about internal software, internal computers. You will be literally taking your employees, hooking them up to machines such as EEG machines that measure brain waves. And then by teaching people how to work on their brain states, put them into higher levels of human existence. Now, a lot of people think higher level is simply a mental thing. It's processing information faster or computational thinking. All of that, yes, is true. But there are two additional forms of higher levels of functioning, which are going to be more commonplace in companies. The first is intuition. It's that thing that Steve Jobs spoke about so well. Follow your heart, follow your intuition, listen to your gut. It often knows the right thing to do. Science is showing that more and more often the best decisions are made through intuition. So in future societies, future companies, you will find that intuition plays a bigger role in creativity and in decision-making. The next state is actually where the brain, the mind, and we don't fully understand how this works, but it's able to create coincidences and synchronicities to push your business forward. Robert Lanza, who in Time Magazine was voted one of the top 100 most influential people in the world, wrote a book on this called Biocentrism, the idea that consciousness shapes the universe. Now, I believe that consciousness doesn't just shape the universe and observable reality, but consciousness and your states of consciousness can directly shape the culture of your business, the results of your business, and the growth of your business. So what you'll find is that in future businesses, consciousness and its effect to alter reality by creating synchronicities, meaningful coincidences, almost as if the universe has your back, will have a bigger role in business.
And that was Vishen Lakhiani, founder and CEO of Mind Valley. For more information on Magic Academy 2015, log on to academy.mymagic.my/MA2015.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.